My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely. He joins me now to discuss the nomination by President Obama of former Nebraska Senator and Vietnam veteran Chuck Hagel to be the next Secretary of Defense. The nomination is considered quite controversial on both sides of the aisle. From the conservative perspective, there's a lot of apprehension about Hagel's opinion of Israel, his thoughts on Iran, and what he would do in terms of military spending, which is obviously a major issue with sequestration still hanging over the head of the military and the federal government. And, General, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be on with you again.
Well, thank you for being with us. And let's start with Hagel. He spent 12 years in the Senate. As I mentioned, he's a Vietnam vet. And over those 12 years in the Senate, he seemed to drift a little bit further away from the mainstream of the Republican Party, I guess you could say, and now is the choice of a Democratic president to be defense secretary. Is your thought of this that he is a controversial pick and perhaps a bad pick, as many on the right are saying, or is the president right in making this selection?
Well, there's a contention that I've had, Greg. When you take the head of the Defense Department now, and when you go even back to Gates, you go to Leon Panetta, and Gates was an intel, basically a, not necessarily a bureaucrat, but didn't have a lot of operational experience. You take Panetta, who was a lieutenant in the Army. Then you take Chuck Hagel, who served in Vietnam a little after I was there. But what I'm concerned about is the lack of a strategic thinker at the Pentagon today in light of the threats that we have. He doesn't have that much corporate experience or running money, so I don't think he's strong, you know, from an appropriations. I don't think he has much strength in international relations, which is very important now in light of the international use of our military force around the world. So there are far more experienced people that have some strategic thinking capability that will be able to look at today and tomorrow and look at our threats and then construct the force or structure the armed forces to meet that threat and then the funding to support the structure. And they're doing it all backwards now. They're looking, you know, at the money and looking at cutting this and cutting that, which really is not looking at the threats on our borders, the Middle East threat with Iran, what's happening worldwide on the international chessboard. So that concerns me more than anything, and that's why I don't think Chuck Hagel is qualified.
What did you see over his 12 years in the Senate, perhaps? I guess that's probably the greatest insight into how he would serve. You mentioned you don't think he's the type of strategic thinker that we need at this time. What were the clues in your mind over those 12 years?
Well, I think, number one, this slant on Israel not realizing the global caliphate and radical Islam, what we've seen develop in the Arab Spring and the Arab winter now, what's going on in Syria. I don't think he's well-schooled to understand internationally what the threats are to America. And that's just from hearing him talk. I don't hear him talking in a global strategic sense that he's got a good feel for it. I would say also very naive when it comes to Iran. And there are two main threats in the world. Number one is nuclear proliferation. Second is support of international terrorism and the global caliphate. So unless he can articulate that well, then he's not qualified to be the Secretary of Defense.
What do you think this tells us about President Obama, that he not only selected Chuck Hagel, but also that he's apparently willing to brace for a pretty significant fight?
Well, I think Obama's intention is to downsize the military, degrade our influence in the world, just having come back from the Syrian border and Turkish border about a month and a half ago. I can tell you nobody respects us anymore, nor do we have any credit overseas. And I'm not sure Chuck Hagel, as the head of our Armed Forces Defense Department, would give us any credibility. So with that in mind, I think Obama's probably doing it to show some kind of bipartisan type of a selection. With Hagel, but I certainly don't think he'll be a very strong strategist. I mean, he served in Vietnam, but so did John McCain when he was a lieutenant flying airplanes. They never became what we call grand strategists in understanding how you have to form strategy against the threats in the world today. And we just don't seem to have those kind of thinking people in Washington.
whether it's Hagel, whether it's Obama or anyone else when it comes to our foreign policy team, what would you like to hear from them, whether it relates to Israel, whether it relates to the Iranian nuclear threat and so forth, that shows that they do understand the problems as they exist?
Well, first of all, when you can articulate what the threats are out there, what is the international chessboard? Who's on the chessboard? The Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, what's happening in Syria? Understand what the radical Islam, what their intentions are in spreading Islam throughout the world. And we can see it happening in Europe. We can see it happening now in their Iranian influence in Caracas and Venezuela with Chavez. And so to be able to have a vision of really what's happening, and then to come up with specific strategies that counter those threats. You know, one of the biggest threats we have is from electromagnetic pulse detonation of a little nuclear attack over Manhattan or Washington, which we know the Russians and the Iranians, along with the North Koreans, are preparing and planning on. And we have that from good hard evidence. So, you know, to be able to articulate that kind of a vision, that's what great leaders do. And that's why you need great leaders, even with the generals and admirals today. I don't think we have enough strategists in the 3- and 4-star ranks that can articulate that. And we seem to want to go to this policy of appeasement, and it's just degrading, to me, the security of the United States.
55-45 is the split in the Senate with the Democrats in the majority, if you count the two independents who caucus with the Democrats. Do you expect this nomination to be defeated or filibustered, or do you think he ultimately gets through?
Oh, I think he'll probably get through. I think that's probably what will happen. I think it'll be maybe a filibuster, but I think the weakness of the Senate Republicans to a great degree will allow him to pass through, and we'll have another marginal type of political appointee, and that's what I'd say at this time. I thought Gates was a middle-of-the-road guy. I don't think when you look back what Panetta has done, it's hard to trace any accomplishments that Gates made or that Panetta's made, and the same thing may be true, you know, with Hagel. What did you do for America? How did you strengthen us? Seems all they've done is weaken us. So,
last question. Where do you suspect we'll be in 4 years if, in fact, the president gets his man at the Pentagon?
Oh, I think we'll continue to degrade and neuter our military. I think there's going to be more morale problems in the military. I think the lack of a strategic plan, like, you know, we've written up at Stand Up America, it's called the Joint Task Force Operations, which is the lily pad strategy, which allows us to attack anywhere, anytime, but we take all the bases out of these areas, like in the Middle East. We don't need to have these bases anymore. So I'm not sure if we're going to reach that point. We may, and I would wish President Obama much support and knowledge as we could give him to make that decision. But I think Obama's got a different agenda for the military.
General, we'll pause there for now. Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.